I think I chose well because I can tell you, I feel that I'm, you know, not working every day. I'm just having fun. This is a really fun career. And you know that because I can see you, the passion that you put into your videos. You're not working. You're just having fun and you know it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Rhinoplasty Podcast with me, Dr. Cameron McIntosh. Season 3, live face-to-face interviews. And it can only be live because I've got a guy who's all the way from the Dominican Republic with me today, Fernandez Goico. Welcome, man.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here. And it's such a huge honor to be, you know, on your podcast, which I was already a fan and I ran into you here. It has been such a lovely coincidence to have it.
No, it's so cool, man. I mean, we're in Istanbul. We both came to visit Tio and be on his course. And here we get to meet guys from around the world. I mean,
it's amazing.
Dude, you got to tell the listeners, where is the Dominican Republic?
Well, Dominican Republic, it's a beautiful island between Cuba and Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
In the Caribbean. And we're actually pretty big when it comes to, it's the biggest economy right now, the whole Caribbean. And it's a fast-growing economic in the Latin America. So
that's amazing.
Right now it's hitting hard. So that's good.
Dude,
after a pandemic, right?
I have to tell you one of the funniest stories that ever happened in my life.
What?
So you got to dial back way to the start of my Olympic canoeing career. And I was training with an Austrian Olympic team and they said they're going to go and train in Costa Rica. So, I mean, I'm 20 years old. What do I know? I go to the travel agent. They say their flight is only to Puerto Rico. And I'm figuring, all those little countries in South America, I'll get on a bus. It's no problem. So I book the ticket. I land. It's January. I've never heard Spanish in my life.
It's an island.
Exactly. It's an island. I nearly broke into tears. I was missing my mother. Eventually,
oh my God.
I got there.
Oh my God. It's a funny story.
What just stood out for me is the Latin American people are so friendly.
They are really friendly. And if you go to the Dominican Republic, you'll see that they're very. It's a very good hosting country.
Yeah.
Because Dominicans are just, well, tourism is actually the base of our economics.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're really friendly receiving people.
Yeah.
You know?
So listen, we've got a lot of things in common, young family, practice, etc. Tell the listeners, like, where did this whole thing start for you?
Well, I did my specialty in Brazil with Dr. Pitangui. So I did plastic surgery there. And then, you know, I always knew I wanted to go back to Dominican Republic, but plastic surgery has always been a passion in my life. I play drums, so I like music, I like art. So at the end, in medicine, I sort of saw that as the specialty that would most characterize my way of being and thing that I would enjoy doing. And I think I chose well because I can tell you, I feel that I'm, you know, not working every day. I'm just having fun. This is a really fun career. And you know that because I can see you, the passion that you put into your videos. You're not working. You're just having fun and you know it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Obviously, we have our days. But anyways, I think, you know, you can have the best job in the world and you'll have your days. But at the end, most of it, it's fun, which is great.
So now tell me, where do you get your American, like, Miami accent?
American Miami accent. Actually, I grew up going to summer camps a lot. I used to go to Maine every summer for a while. It's a Winona camp. And it's just, I think it has to do a lot with the interest that you put in the language that you learn. It happened a lot when I went to Brazil. A lot of Brazilian friends would say, you know, your accent in Portuguese is really good. And I think it has to do with, like, it's sort of a sign of respect to the language that you're learning. So you want to learn it as best as possible. And you're sort of like respecting that language and that culture in that way. So I think it's a nice gesture that if you're going to learn something, go all the way.
Yeah.
Same happens with, let's go change to rhinoplasty. If you're going to learn rhinoplasty, you know, try to get yourself deep in with all the techniques.
Absolutely.
So you really know what you have a toolkit that you can just pop out any tool whenever you need it in different scenarios, you know?
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that brought me here to Istanbul. Obviously, besides being the capital, the world renowned country for Turkey for rhinoplasty, but also the fact that after the pandemic, I used to do a lot of before the pandemic, I used to do a lot of structural rhinoplasty.
Yes,
And when the pandemic hit, I was like, what am I going to do all this month? So I started reading Teo's book, which came out July 2020.
Yeah.
That was like an enlightening moment in my life.
Yes.
So it's interesting because I devoured that book and I started doing his technique, Teo rhinoplasty. And it's really interesting that this was the first time that I saw, along with social media, someone that would not reserve anything under they would not reserve any secrets.
Yes.
So, and any ace under the sleeve, that's what I wanted to say.
Okay.
So at the end, you see this guy pouring every information with videos. So this is the first time I fully understood what a pushdown was.
Yes.
Like I always heard about pushdown and I would look it up in videos and YouTube, but you can never find something so detailed like his images and his animations that you go like, this is how the pushdown is done. This is the suture that I make. This is how I enter. This is how I go out.
Yeah.
You know, this is the strip that I make. So at the end, it worked. Obviously, when you go to my country where you have a lot of ethnic rhinoplasties, there's some limitations when it comes to his technique. So I think the good thing going back to having all the tools you need, so you will get some patient that will be a perfect technique. Others, you'll get some of that and maybe mix it with something else.
Yeah.
So it's just interesting to have this specter of, you know, this range of
colors. Yeah, and imagine colors. COVID hadn't happened, you might still be doing structural rhinoplasty.
Obviously. And if you go to most Latin American surgeons, you'll see that most of them do structural rhinoplasty.
Yeah.
And that's where, you know, you're sort of talking about Jedi and the Dark Force. It's a very different, I almost see it as two different surgeries. So when you end up mixing both, that's what I want to do. Like I want to sort of get the best out of this and best out of this and just try to see how that can enhance the way I, you know, operate on my patients.
Yeah.
And I think it's a very challenging situation because you end up with very different physical structures. When it comes, for example, the cartilages in ethnic rhinoplasty, you know it very well. They're very thin compared to what you see.
Yeah, yeah.
This marvelous golden cartilages that we see here in Turkey, you know? So it's just getting a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and trying to use your expertise and your experience to mix them all together.
Yeah. So let's move a little bit away from some of the clinical stuff. I'm very interested to chat about social media because social media is massive in like Latin America.
It is.
So how do you keep that fine line between like self-promotion and information? Because like I always remember Rod Rorick saying to me, hey, Cameron, everyone's world famous on their own website.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, what would your advice be to the guys who out there from a professional side of things?
More than advice, I mean, I don't know if I'm an expert to talk about advice. I can tell you my experience.
Yes.
I can tell you that the way I did it, if you go to my Instagram, for example, I used a lot of humor. And I use the humor to capture the patient and then inform the patient.
Yeah.
So you'll see that a lot of the times, and humor, I mean, not never in the sense of making fun of,
yes,
but mostly in trying to inform people. But you know, humor just captures your attention first. And you go like, oh my God, that's funny. But look at the message behind the humor.
Yes.
So I think that has been the, let's say, the recipe to maybe getting a lot of people to maybe follow us. Not a lot because, I mean, you talk to other Latin American surgeons and they have 10 times what the followers that I have. But at the end, I think the engagement that you get from that is really interesting. So I would tell the surgeons, focus a lot on information for the patients.
Yeah.
There's a lot of misinformation. There's a lot of lack of information. So when you have this, platform, use it in a way that you can actually enlighten or give, give light to the population out there and tell them this is the right way to go.
Yeah.
And I think when people see that, they start trusting you, they refer you. Obviously, results are important. But other than results, they want to see the person you are.
Yeah.
They get to learn that, you know, you're not only a doctor that's going to tell them what they need to do. You want to listen to them. You want to, you're human. You have your family as well.
Yeah.
I've seen in your podcast talking about situations, how to handle with the family and all that.
Yeah.
You know, you have that. We as surgeons, you and me and the rest, we have that situation where you have a lot of work and you have a family as well.
Yes.
So that balance, for example, it's really hard. Plus that add the social networks.
Yeah, of course.
It's just a lot of work and everywhere. You know,
okay. So, I mean, you've got a great family, beautiful wife and kids. Let's forget about how to balance that. How to balance yourself, because you clearly, you've got to be on top of your game. You're on top of your game. What's your secret to staying where you're at? Not burning out, having enough time to be calm, mentally in the right space, etc.
Make things that make you happy. Even if your work makes you happy, make other things apart from your work that make you happy. Hobbies, for example. I play drums.
Yeah.
Every week, I rehearse with my band.
Awesome.
And I love that. That's an anti-stress moment that I forget about the world.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just think about that, and I think that revives me. And also sports. I love doing sports.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, having time with my family, obviously. But you need time for yourself.
What genre do you enjoy the most? What genre of music? Drums. What is your favorite? Oh,
genre?
Yeah, what type of music?
Oh, I'm more of a rock. Progressive rock, mostly. Yeah. And if you ask me, you know, about specific bands, I'll be, you know, as a drummer, I'll go to Led Zeppelin, I'll go to, you know, Tool, which is a rock band that I love. It's just, at the end, I look mostly for the drummer kind of, the drummer, where the drummer highlights the band. But I love every kind of music. Like, you go to my country, there's a lot of merengue. I love merengue, you know, a lot of dance merengue. So it's just, at the end, I love music, art in general, in that aspect. But you need to do things outside your job that, you know, just clear your mind.
Absolutely.
And I think that is key to keeping yourself alive in this world of plastic surgery, especially facial plastic surgery. You know, the psychological part drains you a lot.
Absolutely.
And you need to drain that out eventually. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Well, FG, it's so nice chatting to you. I think your energy is palpable. I hope for the people listening, guys, that you'll be inspired, man, and you go out there and enjoy the privilege of being a plastic surgeon.
I love
this.
I love being in your podcast. I never thought of being in your podcast. You have all those huge surgeons here, so I'm honored to be here.
Yeah.
And I love the way you conduct all this, because we don't talk only about rhinoplasty, plastic surgery. You just make this. You draw around the situation, which I think it's a beautiful painting at the end.
No, cool. All thanks, right? Matt.
Thank you for having me.
Dude, God bless and go well, eh?
Same here.
Guys, make sure you come back again next week for another cool episode of the Rhinoplasty Podcast.
Awesome.